This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The new fall season is shaping up on network TV, and who better to guide us through it than a guy who watches TV for a living, our critic, Eric Deggans. Hi there, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
So to start, give me a sense of what's going on with the networks. Is there a theme or a trend emerging this season in fall TV?
I think there's a sense that every network has assessed its weak points, and they've come up with a bunch of new shows to try and address it. So NBC has a bunch of comedies that critics like, but they don't get wide viewership, like Community and even 30 Rock is starting to fade. So they've come up with broader comedies to try and get a wider audience. CBS has this formula for cop shows and procedurals that seems to be very rigid, and so they're trying to stretch that a little bit. And ABC has a ton of female viewers with shows like Grey's Anatomy and Revenge, and they seem to be trying at least one show that might draw some guys to the fold.
So let's get into it. Drama and comedy. Dramas first. Are there any good ones out there that we should have on our radar?
Well, one of my favorites is the ABC show I was talking about a minute ago, Last Resort. It is this show that's set on a submarine, and this submarine gets these orders to fire nuclear weapons on Pakistan. And Andre Brower is the captain. He's not sure these orders make sense, so he doesn't obey them, and that causes the U.S. government to try to sink them.
You see, everyone knew Brezhnev was crazy. Hell, he invaded Afghanistan. The problem was, nobody knew if Reagan was. And if there's one absolute truth to being the man with your finger on the button, that's it. They have to think you're crazy. Here's to being 500 feet under and half a world away from it all.
Good to hear that voice again. Andre Brower, I remember him on Homicide a long time ago.
Exactly. And, you know, it's got a submarine. It's got Navy SEALs. It's got guys shooting machine guns. I mean, it's got everything that a guy might want in an action-packed hour-long drama. But it's on a network that traditionally is really strong with women.
And then there's the drama Nashville.
Nashville, another favorite of mine because it stars one of my favorite actresses on television, Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights. And in this one, she plays an aging country singer who's suddenly being challenged by Hayden Panettiere, who you might remember from Heroes. She plays like a Taylor Swift kind of mean girl upstart who's looking to make her mark in country music. And between the two of them, sparks really fly.
So you're telling me after 21 years at this label, if I don't open for your little ingenue who wouldn't make it as one of my backup singers, that you're not going to support me?
Dill, I need to know your decision.
Well, you can kiss my decision as it's walking out the door.
All right. Hey, now, let's move on to comedies.
Gotta love that. You gotta love that.
That's true. All right, comedies. What are the networks coming up with?
Well, Fox probably has one of the most anticipated new comedies. It's called The Mindy Project, and it features Mindy Kaling, who is a former writer and co-star from The Office, who has centered a show on her own character, this aspiring gynecologist who is enamored with romantic comedies and almost kind of lives her life as if she's in the middle of one.
That British guy, he is bad news.
I do not know that he is bad news. I think he has a good heart. I think he's Hugh Grant in About a Boy.
I think that he is Hugh Grant in real life.
Mindy? I hate to interrupt because I see you're enjoying some well-deserved BFF time. Hello, Gwendolyn.
Hi.
Your patient, Allison Silverman, is going into labor.
The one with insurance? Oh, hell yes.
So there you go. I mean, it's a comedy that comments on romantic comedies. It comments on the medical profession. I mean, she's taking aim at everybody, and it's really contemporary. It feels really fresh.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.